Welcome to Through the Valley, a podcast where we explore mental health and suffering from a Christian worldview. This is your host, Cole, and the title of today's episode is Winter Blues and Seasonal Depression. It's going to be a great discussion to start off the new year. Let's get right into it. Welcome back to Through the Valley. This is your host, Cole. And hey, it's 2023, a whole new year. And so I just pray that God would teach you this year to be more conformed to the image of Christ, and that in and through that, you would see that your joy rests not in what kind of year you have or what kind of year you want to have or think you'll have, but in the God who never changes. So as we always start out on this podcast, we always have some scripture. And so the scripture I have for you today is from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. And the author of Hebrews, we don't know who it is, but he's writing to encourage faithful Jewish Christians to stay in the race, to stay in the faith, keeping their eyes on Jesus, the founder and perfecter of their faith. And he makes this statement right near the end of his letter, and it's such a powerful little statement that's hidden right in chapter 13, and it's verse 8, and he says this. He says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that short statement tells us so much about our Savior, about our God, that God is one in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that each person of the Trinity shares every single attribute of the other. And so God never changes, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And in this verse, we see affirmation that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And this is hope for us, because if God does not change, if Jesus does not change, then the gospel does not change. His view of us does not change, even in our worst seasons of sadness or despair or loss, or even when we sin, the gospel never changes. We run back to the same grace which first saved us, that he is for us because Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. And we know that what now can separate us from the love of Christ? If God gave his own son for us, for our salvation, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Romans 8:32. And so we rest in that promise today that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Such a beautiful truth from scripture hidden right there at the end of such a good letter. Well, hey, I want to start this episode by asking a question, and it's this. Do you ever notice patterns in your life? And I'm not just talking about from the day to day, but I'm talking on a bigger picture, like year round, more seasonal, the spring, summer, fall, winter. Do you ever notice patterns that come up in your life? One example of this for me is in the springtime. It just feels like when I can finally wear shorts. I live in North Carolina, so when the spring rolls around and the weather begins to be temperate, mid-70s, it's just perfect. So I can finally break out some shorts, and it just feels like, you know, life is coming back from the winter months. And I think that relates kind of just to how I grew up, and knowing that summer was only a few months away, and that means getting out of school. And so spring just kind of feels refreshing and liberating. But for me personally, the fall is a hard time. When October hits, I go through seasons of depression, or even just am more tempted to fall into despair, and maybe that's related to the coldness, just the it gets dark outside quicker. And for some people, and this is just another example, the holiday season is particularly difficult for them. For instance, maybe family members have passed away, and so the Thanksgiving and Christmas season never feels the same, or maybe there's a death in the family in another part of the year, and so that time gets particularly hard. The point I'm making is our memories are powerful. We can associate things from years and years gone by, and smells and sights, and even like walking into an old house that you are familiar with, or going back down your home roads can just trigger memories that are there, because our memory is powerful. Now, whether it comes to seasonal depression and the winter blues, which is what we're going to discuss today in our podcast, whether this memory has a factor in those things, I'm not too sure of, but I would definitely say it could have a part. And I think there's just an interesting connection there. And I've noticed patterns in my life where the fall is particularly harder for me when it comes to depressive tendencies and even falling into depressive states. And so this is a phenomenon, seasonal depression, also known as seasonal affective disorder, aka SAD, the acronym SAD. And some people call it the winter blues, which would technically be a milder form of this. This phenomenon is recognized all over the world. And so there's an article written on Desiring God by David Mathis. And I like what he has to say about the prevalency of this. It's interesting that he says that the prevalency of seasonal depression actually increases as you go away from the equator. So hotter temperates, the ones that have more just heat throughout the year, they do not experience as much seasonal depression, at least reported seasonal depression, as do those in northern climates. And one statistic he gives is, for example, in Florida, a little over 1% report qualifying symptoms for seasonal affective disorder or seasonal depression, compared to nearly 10% in Alaska. So you think about the difference in climates in Alaska, that's a huge difference. And there is a tenfold reporting level of seasonal depression symptoms. And then another example he gives is that in Canada and the United Kingdom, respectively, upwards to 15 or 20% of people qualify for what is known as the milder subsyndromal form, which is just simply the winter blues, what often people call the winter blues. And so, interestingly, we find that this phenomenon is reported all across the world, and sometimes it has to do with how close even you are to the equator and your climate. And so what we're saying here is that there is a form of depression. There is a form of tendencies towards depressive states and even depressive feelings in certain seasons of life. And this is known as seasonal affective disorder. For me personally, I really believe that this does affect me. About every fall in October, it usually begins around October, I will begin to tend towards just depressive states. And even as I walk outside and I know that it's going to get dark earlier and it's getting colder, the leaves on the ground, starting to see those, it just feels bleak. It just feels different. And I can't explain it. It just, that's how I experience the fall. And when I look back on my life, this makes a lot of sense, because it was in the October of 2014, I was 16 years old, when I was admitted into a behavior hospital. It was October 6th through the 10th, and I remember that time vividly. And I don't know who can know, but maybe in my mind there are memories associated with that time, because it was the same kind of thing. It was cold outside, it was dark, and that was the season where I went into that behavior hospital for depression and suicidal thoughts. And so perhaps there's some connection there. Again, I don't want to interpret my experience in some way that would make more out of it than is there. But what I can't deny is that there seems to be seasonal tendencies for me for depression. And this is important to recognize, and this is what we're going to talk about in this episode. So what I really want to do is just lay out, hey, what are the symptoms? What does this look like? What may be some causes that go into this, and a few treatments? And then we're going to tackle, lastly of all, with how the Christian worldview, how Scripture applies to this, and just some practical helps for us, for those who suffer with seasonal depression, and even for loved ones who may have those who do suffer from this. And so, pulling a lot of this from Mayo Clinic, but you can pretty much find these symptoms on any major medical website. I mean, it's a fairly well-documented phenomenon. And so Mayo Clinic says that the symptoms, in most cases, seasonal affective disorder symptoms appear during late fall or early winter and go away during the sunnier days of spring and summer. Less commonly, people with the opposite pattern have symptoms that begin in spring or summer. In either case, symptoms may start out mild and become more severe as the season progresses. And then the symptoms and signs of SAD may include feeling listless, sad, or down most of the day, nearly every day, losing interest in activities you once enjoyed, that's called anhedonia, having low energy and feeling sluggish, so maybe some fatigue, having problems with sleeping too much or too little, I'll say, experiencing carbohydrate cravings, overeating, and weight gain. So there's some physiological appetite-related symptoms there. Having difficulty concentrating, feeling hopeless, worthless, or guilty, having thoughts of not wanting to live. So these are all just the classic signs and symptoms of a depressed state. And so really it's just the symptoms and signs of depression during a specific season, particularly and most prominently in the fall or early winter. Now, Mayo Clinic gets at some of the causes of this. And again, there is no one known biophysiological cause of depression or anxiety for that matter. I mean, there's guesses and there's evidence. Is it heritability? Is it your environment? Is it both of that? There's also a spiritual component coming from a Christian worldview. I mean, we live in a fallen world. And so just to preface this, when I say causes, we have to tread humbly and recognize that there is some ambiguity in these things, and it's not a one-to-one ratio. Like if we just say one thing is the cause of your depression, it's likely not true. But there are a few things that may relate to seasonal depression specifically that we want to get at. So one is your biological clock, or what's known as your circadian rhythm. So in the fall and in the winter months, especially, there is a reduced level of sunlight in fall and winter, and this may cause that winter onset SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And what they say is this decrease in sunlight may disrupt your body's internal clock and lead to feelings of depression. I don't know how much of that is true. I guess there may be some research on it. Another factor they say are serotonin levels. So serotonin is a neurotransmitter, and they also say that melatonin levels may have a play in this too. So serotonin specifically affects mood. It might play a role in SAD. And so the reduced sunlight can cause a drop in serotonin that may trigger depressive states. And the same for melatonin. So melatonin is highly related to sleep patterns and mood. Melatonin starts to kick in when you're nearing, it's time to go to bed and there's no more sunlight or light. And so the change in season with less light could relate to lower melatonin levels, which could have a role in a seasonal depressive state. So those are what modern psychology and psychiatry would say may be some causes to seasonal depression, or at least some hints and correlations. It's hard to say one for one what is the cause of any one person's depression or anxiety in a given time. So some treatments that some medical professionals say might help are light therapy, so getting a white light that kind of replicates what the light would be from outside. And really, maybe when you're inside working, sitting at a desk or sitting reading a book, you put that on and you kind of mimic and imitate the sunlight that you may receive from going outside. Kind of the real life example of that is a treatment is to just go outside more and to get more sunlight, vitamin D. So that's interesting that there is such a thing. Our bodies need sunlight and vitamin D to be healthy. Other treatments, of course, that they say are counseling and medications. So those are just what modern psychology and psychiatry would prescribe for someone who may be feeling this way. So, I mean, we see that this is a real phenomenon. It happens. And during the fall or winter, people can have depressive moods, and it may be related to the change in seasons, which is fascinating and interesting. And so maybe I just hope that this maybe sheds light on things that you may have gone through, or if you have family members who seem to experience this, it may give you insight into how to better help them and minister to them in this time. Now, of course, never diagnose yourself or diagnose someone else you know. Leave that to the professionals. Get them help in that area. But it is important for us to know these things so that we may be able to recognize, one, patterns in our lives better, and to be able to equip ourselves better to help others who may go through this. So with seasonal affective disorder and its milder form, the winter blues laid out, I want to just move into a few helps that we have in the Christian worldview that can help us, one, make sense of this, but then, two, how do we prepare and even go through these seasons knowing that they may come for us? Because likely, if you've dealt with one season of depression in your lifetime, you will deal with another one. And likely, more likely, is that if you have dealt with seasonal depression before, you will deal with it again. And for a lot of people, this is what it takes to recognize seasonal depression, is that you begin to notice these patterns in your life around the same time. And so the Christian worldview has a lot to say, and Scripture has a lot to comfort us in. So the first thing I want to point out is that seasonal depression in no way should surprise us. It shouldn't be surprising that we, as the Bible calls us, people made in God's image, yet we are fallen, and we live in a fallen world, and we see that our bodies, the whole creation around us has been affected because of sin in the world. And the Bible speaks to how we have faulty minds and how sin affects every part of who we are. So it should be no surprise that we have, one, depression, but then two, that there are even seasons that we have of depression. And so this should help us a lot in recognizing, one, we live in a fallen world, but then two, there are seasons of our life, and maybe they're associated with memory. Maybe it's just associated with how our bodies are reacting to the world around us, the environment around us. It should be no surprise that seasonal depression exists in the Christian worldview. So I hope that that gives you just some perspective. One, like if you are experiencing depression, this is, especially as a Christian, this is not abnormal. This is not something that should be taboo. This is not something that no one has ever experienced or gone through before. Rather, there are so many people, even godly men and women, who have experienced depression and seasonal depression in their lives. So I hope that's hope for you, because we live in a fallen world and these things exist. They're real. And then second, I want to explain how God's unchanging character is our hope in seasonal depression and all seasons of depression, for that matter, in all of life. And so when we think about seasonal depression, we recognize that it comes in seasons by its very name. And so what is our lasting hope when it comes to knowing that these seasons may come and they may strike again? Like, for instance, this year, it's January. I'm not feeling depressed right now. I don't think I'm in a depressed state. But I know that maybe in the fall, this might be a struggle for me again. I know that it may strike again. And if I'm honest, I have those fears that it will. And I wonder how it will impact my family, my ministry, and really even just my personal spiritual disciplines. And so I can, if I'm not careful, let that fear of depression, let that fear of a seasonal mood come back and haunt me. But and I live in fear out of, well, what if I'm going to go through this again? Because honestly, no one wants to go through depression. And this is where the hope of God's unchanging character has to anchor ourselves in all of life, but specifically when it comes to seasonal depression. The verse I read at the beginning of this podcast, Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It does not matter on your best day or your worst day. If you have placed your faith in Christ, if you have looked to Him, that He is the object of your faith, that He is the one you are leaning totally upon. If you have placed your trust and hope in Him as your Savior, then God's promise to you is that you will never be forsaken, that there is not one day where His favor, His grace, through Christ, of course, is not placed upon you. And Jesus says Himself that not one of those whom is given to Him by the Father will be snatched out of His hand, that He is the good shepherd who knows His sheep. He knows their voices, and we know as His sheep the shepherd's voice. And so He will not let one of us be snatched out of His hand. And God's nature never changes. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He saved you at your worst, if He brought you into His kingdom while we were rebelling against Him in sin, while we really didn't even care for Him, then how much more, even in a season of sadness or depression or seasonal depression, God is still with you and God is for you. I know it doesn't feel like that in the moment. In depression, it never does. You feel isolated. You feel hopeless and worthless. You feel as if no one could love you or understand you. But we have to cling to that hope, that if we don't, then what is our hope? If we don't have a God who never changes, if God is one day mad at us for our mood, or you know, upset at us because we can't maintain a certain level of quote-unquote faith, that's going to be very discouraging for us, just as it is when we are trying to live to please other people because they change and we can never meet their standards. But that's just not the gospel. That's just not the truth. The truth of the gospel is that God never changes, that the love he has lavished on us in Christ is ours forever. It is ours. He knew us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless in his sight. And that has to be our hope in seasons of seasonal depression, because we can be having just feelings of like we're good. We've finally gotten out of that. We feel as if we're moving on and as if God's opening some new doors and just everything is feeling good again, alive again, like I feel in the spring sometimes. And then another depression, a season of depression can strike and we can feel confused. Like, well, am I just going back and forth between spiritual maturity and immaturity because I'm not feeling like I can, you know, conquer the world with my faith or not? This was specifically confusing for me when I first became a Christian, because I became a Christian in January of 2014. So really, actually, it was to this day when I'm recording, January 5th, when I gave my life to Christ. And I remember I just felt like I could conquer the world because, you know, I was set on fire by the grace that he had given me. And then slowly but surely, I began to experience depressive states and moods, and it got really bad in October. And I began to wonder, well, what is God doing in my life? Am I somehow slipping out of favor, or am I not doing something right as a Christian? And so we have to recognize that there will be different seasons in our Christian life, times when we feel as if we're so close to the Lord, as if really nothing can stop us because we're abiding in Christ and we know his goodness and we can feel it, we can experience it. And there's times where, honestly, it's dry. It feels as if we are just not getting much from whether it's reading the word or praying. And this is especially true in depression. So how much more do we need the unchanging hope of the gospel in our seasonal depression? Because we have to understand that, yes, there may be times every year where we face depressive seasons and depressive symptoms, but that doesn't change the gospel for us, that you're no less a child of God because you face seasonal depression than you are if you weren't facing those things. The gospel does not depend on our mood. It does not depend on our upkeep of how happy we are. It does not depend even on our ability to maintain a certain level of faith. It's rather in Christ alone. If Christ has saved you and if he has given you the gift of faith, and I don't care if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, that's enough because it's in the right person. If your faith is resting in the right person, you are safe, you are secure. And in fact, it's God himself who is holding you and sustaining you, not even our levels of whatever we think we're having as faith. Now, that's not to say that we can't be more confident in who we are as children of God, but I believe this is precipitated on our resting in the unchanging character of the gospel. Because God never changes, that no matter what we face in this life, we can trust him. It doesn't make it easier. It doesn't make everything just go away, but rather it gives us perspective that even in our worst moments, even when we feel forsaken in our depression, God has not left us. In fact, he is holding us ever closer still. And Jesus says that not one will be snatched out of his hand. Such a beautiful promise and remembrance. So we must remember the unchanging character of God. The last thing that I want to leave you with is that in your seasons of depression, you have to be equipped for them, specifically your seasonal depression. If you've noticed these patterns in your life, you must be equipped for them. You must prepare for them. And I love the analogy of a farmer storing up crops or a bear hibernating, preparing to hibernate for the winter. What the bear and the farmer does in those seasons is that they store up a lot of food, a lot of good things, so that when the hard winter months come, or whatever the dry season may be, the drought, they have food, they have sustenance. And this is how I relate a lot of things to seasons of depression. It's we cannot forget what we learned in the light when we are in the dark. And so we have to build into our lives spiritual habits and disciplines that will sustain us. Jesus, when he was being tempted in the desert by Satan, said that man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And this is Jesus, the Son of God, saying this. And he knew his Father's words perfectly. And he himself is the Word. And so how much more do we need the daily dose of God's Word in our lives? Because I'll be honest, when you feel good, when you are not feeling depressed, it can be easy to read the Word. It can, you know, you feel like you're getting things out of it. But then as soon as a depressed state or feeling hits, it feels as if, one, you don't even want to read it because you lack motivation. But then two, you're not getting anything out of it. It's not doing anything for you. And that just goes to show really our understanding of God's Word, that it's a lacking understanding. Because when we read God's Word simply to get something out of it for the day, we're missing the point. We read God's Word to know God, and knowing God secures us because we know who we are better, and then we know the good news towards us in Christ, that he is gracious and slow to anger, rich in love, and that all the spiritual blessings are for us in Christ, and he's given us the Holy Spirit. We can only learn these things and meditate on them if we are in the Word, and you must store up the Word in your good seasons, quote unquote, so that when these seasonal depressive moods strike, you can remember these truths. But that doesn't mean you stop reading the Word altogether when you're depressed. Rather, you got to run back to it, and hopefully you'll have more resources and verses and just comforts and helps to go to because you've stored them up by consistently reading the Word. It's a new year. Why not start now? Why not start with a Bible plan to begin eating God's Word in a way, because we do not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The second thing in this last section about storing up things for when these depressed seasons hit, basically equipping ourselves, is that we need other people. You need people in your life who can recognize these patterns, who know that, hey, every fall, Cole may be falling into more of a depressed state, or there may be temptations to despair or go back to those old things and ruminate and reminisce on things that maybe aren't the best for him to do so. And I need people in my life who will be able to recognize that and to understand that, hey, the fall might just be harder for him. And so we need to check in on him more and whatever that means. And I think this is best done in the body of Christ, within the church, that we have to be open about these things. One, we have to recognize as the church that these things exist and are real. And I hope that by this podcast, I've demonstrated that this is a well-documented phenomenon, and it happens to people all over the world and even Christians. And so in the church, we have to recognize that these things happen. But then second, we need practically to work that out in the church. We need those who suffer from maybe form of seasonal depression need to have a few people around them that can understand and see these patterns and help us when we are in those seasons specifically. And then on the flip side, if you have friends or family that may tend towards this, or maybe you've noticed that a certain season is harder for them, I think it's appropriate to have just honest conversations like, hey, this is my observation, and you can totally correct me if I'm wrong, but I just want to know, is the fall or the winter, is it somehow harder for you? Or is this season, maybe they lost a loved one during a certain month, is this time going to be really hard for you, or has it been in the past? Because as your brother or sister in Christ, I just want to surround you and be there for you during this time. And you never know what that may open up, and maybe you will have a chance to inform them that this is a real thing, seasonal depression or the winter blues or whatever it is, that this is a real thing and that it's okay. And then maybe you'll be able to give them the hope of God's unchanging character within it. That's not the only hope that we have from Scripture, God's unchanging character. I mean, the whole Bible gives us who God is, and that is comfort to us, whether it's God's faithfulness, his goodness, whether it's even seeing the examples of Job or King David in the Bible, in the Psalms, cry out to God. We have so much hope in Scripture. And so when it comes to this topic of seasonal depression, we just must know that as Christians, this might happen. And we may see seasons and patterns in our life and say, hey, this seems to be what I'm dealing with. Of course, if you're wondering if that's what you're dealing with, go see a professional. But also, as the body of Christ, we need to have each other around us so that we can be aware of these patterns in our life and then help those who may go through it. So just to wrap up our podcast on the winter blues and seasonal depression, I know it's a new year and it's the middle of winter. And just because it's a new year doesn't mean that you're feeling good or you're happy. And I totally get that. And I just want to encourage you that God never changes, that He's with you, that if you're in Christ, there's nothing that can separate you from His great love. Find a local body of believers, find a few that are close to you, and just open up to them. And I pray that God would give them the grace towards you, and that God would give you grace in the middle of the season to be lifted up and have hope in the lasting and everlasting and never-changing name of Jesus Christ.